Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila tags and scores. Doby tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glynn hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly bunts towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Westlake moves to second. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batts moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Batts hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Consuegra covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 2 in the game. Consuegra strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The throw from Hegan to pick off Carrasquel, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Sandy Consuegra now playing third base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh now playing third base. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Philly reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing center field. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Don Mossy. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 4 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Jack Harshman now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby strikes out. The throw from Bats to pick off Avila, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marsh moves to second. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 4 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Glenn strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Philly strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-5 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee bunts towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Batts is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-5 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Batts moves to third. Groth moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-2 in the game. Harshman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-5 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Sam Dente pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente bunts towards third. Minoso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Dave Philly. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rosen scores. Dente moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.